can help you out. Tell you who to start at QB, make you the king of fantasy. Check out the matchups. Now use all the experts and our tools at the FanDuel Manual. The Manual.
Woo! Welcome back to week four of the FanDuel Manual. I am your host, Brendan Barnett. With me, as always, is Doug Hayes and Chris Cowan. Say hello, men.
What's happening?
Hey.
Chris, come on.
Come on, Chris. Pep it up a little bit, man.
Hey.
Yeah, that's more like it.
I don't like
it. You got it.
Thanks. So how did your FanDuel matchups go, besides the Expert League and our league? So before I say that, I want to let everyone know this is being recorded on Thursday night during the Washington-New York game. So we make our picks right now, but obviously you need to be following us at FanDuel Manual, or you need to go to our Facebook page, FanDuel Manual, and see, you know, what adjustments happen, because last-minute news comes in. You got to make some last-minute adjustments. Like, for instance, Alfred Blue being in for Arian Foster.
Don't say it.
You're my boy,
you're my
Blue.
Boy, Blue.
No.
I like that. That was good, Brennan.
Yeah, so things like that are important. But after we had our cast, I got it up a little late. How'd you guys do in your leagues?
I did very well. The team that I picked on the podcast, I felt a little rushed last week, and I don't think I picked a very good team. However, the one I did play on Sunday won a lot of money. And I keep going back to this thing that I've done. It's 3 weeks in a row now. I play the Thursday one in a 50-50 league. And that's my big money one that I put for $270. And every time people play, so many people on Thursday, and it ends up helping me so much. So, for example, tonight, a lot of people have Cousins. A lot of people have the Redskins D. As you're watching it right now, you can tell it's not working out. So I have probably out of the 20 teams in my league, I have at least 14 teams that are playing people tonight. And all of them have under 14 points right now. And some of them are playing three people. So, you know, it's one of those things that if you have your information, I would recommend playing one of those Thursday leagues, because people love to get in on it. They want to have a stake in the Thursday game. And if you just play it smartly, you have a huge advantage. Huge advantage on the competition.
You just switched to Crown and Ginger, Doug.
Whoa, whatever these captains. Over there. It's the altitude, bro.
I think what it is people get bored and they want something to do on Thursday nights.
Yep.
So they lock up on these guys, even if they're not good.
That's why we have this shitty podcast. Bored on Thursdays.
But no, besides that, the team I chose had 128 points. So in almost all my leagues, I at least won money. And in the $270 one, I doubled up. And now there's a new one that I didn't even know I entered. Getting a little rambunctious with this. But there's an elimination one. I don't know if you guys saw this, but now there's a elimination one. So each week, say it's 1,800 people are in this league. They take 1,500 this week. Then they take 1,200 the next week. Then 800, and then so on and so on. So, I think, I'm not sure, I don't know how I feel about it.
Getting in that right now.
Because all it takes is one bad week and you're out. But all you have to be is in the top 75% and you advance to the next week. And here's the big thing for Chris and Brendan, is that if you get to the final week, you're going to Vegas to be part of this thing. So hoping I stay in it.
Mm.
Going to need a little bit of an entourage.
Oh, we get to go with you?
That final week.
You're going with me for sure.
I would think for our listeners, if you're going to consider a league like that, Doug, correct me if I'm wrong, but you'd want a more a balanced team rather than kind of a boom or bust kind of team.
It's very smart. Like the team that – so – because 75% of the teams went, I think the cutoff was like 80 points this week. So just be smart. Like, don't go too crazy, just like Chris said, and don't stretch. But I'm sure once you get to the final weeks, you're going to need to really play well. But for now, I'm definitely, well, screw that. I'm just going to pick who's going to be awesome.
Yeah, good call. Speaking of who's going to be awesome, you can find out what the projections are for all the quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends from the spreadsheet. We basically we scowl the internet, look for experts' picks. Anyone who's giving projections on fantasy players, we're going to put those projections out there. We're going to put an average together, and then we're going to weigh those against the cost of FanDuel so we can pretty much tell you who gives you the most bang for your buck, according to the experts. Doug's gone a step further and added the over-under. He's added weather.
Defenses.
He's added, defensive.
I actually took weather out. I don't know. Who knows what the weather's going to be like. So I took weather out, but definitely I have the defenses and I have the over-under.
I think weather will make a difference in November, December.
Yeah, once
but right now, it's
weather
pretty
will
nice.
Not. It will not make a difference in domes, however.
I took it out for domes as well.
Hey, can we get referee assignments in there, Doug?
Yeah.
Got it.
But Hockey League. Oh, yeah. What was the – God, there was a game last week where they were just calling everything, and I don't even know.
I don't know who
the officiating crew was.
Do you think there is anything else that should –
Oh, God.
Do you think there's anything else that should be in on that spreadsheet, like a backup quarterback playing or anything like that?
If there is such a thing, like, yeah, I would say, I mean, it's going to be very manual to put this in, but, like, if a player goes from, like, it's a brand new player on the team or something like that where he's been a backup or he's been a quarter – or he's been the backup and this is the week he's going to start, I would think that would be a little bit of a downgrade from – I mean, obviously it's going to be a little bit of a downgrade, but he's going to be trying to learn the playbook. He's going to be in the game plan, especially if it's, like, a midweek change or something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to stick to the spreadsheet how it is.
I was just trying to fill time while your wife was getting something in the background.
Don't look at her.
Chris, I feel bad that you don't have regular Skype so you can't see us while we do this.
I know. I was just picturing Stephanie getting something.
Oh, she was getting something, all right.
I'm just all right, laying here in the dark.
God, will you get a computer? I can't believe you don't have a computer.
What is it? Computer?
Yeah, computer. Let's start a fund. Let's start a FanDuel fund.
Yeah,
get Chris
all right.
A computer.
We want to.
Right now, I have an iPad.
What? Oh boy, we want your FanDuel suggestions about what else you'd want in the podcast. We also would like you to make a donation to the Chris Cowan Fund so he stops interrupting. We can get him a computer.
Get him a quiet room and a computer. A good speaker.
I think Kirk Cousins has 5 interceptions, guys.
Oh, there's like 4 people in my league that have Kirk Cousins tonight.
How many people have...
Game over.
How many people have Washington D?
There is like 6 people that have Washington D. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, love it so much. Really helps me out. So what I do is play that Thursday 50-50 league for the big money, and then I enter all those, like, you know, if you score 180 points or something, you win, like, thousands of dollars. So, but I'm telling you, this $270 50-50 Thursday league is almost money in the bank. I don't want to jinx myself, but...
Ooh, I do like those 50-50s.
Yeah, I mean, it's you have to be in the top 50, and there's already 12 people that are being idiots on Thursday. It's great.
All right. Anything else you want to get into before we start talking about this week's projections? Do we need to talk about the games, how they went? We want to talk about Seattle Broncos? We want to talk about Oakland, New England?
We want to talk about like who won last week out of us three?
Nah.
We usually do that, right?
Yeah. Who won?
I won.
So what is that, 2, Chris? 2-1?
Yeah,
one?
It's 2 out of 3.
Who came in last?
Oh, here we go, Brennan.
You did, Doug.
Brennan, if you win one this
year.
That's
my saving grace.
If you win one this year, you can start talking.
That's the only thing I can talk about. Head to head, I whooped your ass.
So let's do two things. What are the season standings, and what are the
head to head
podcast standings since we started?
All right. Yeah, I think I have won. I don't know. Probably like 9. How many?
Oh, you guys have a really bad connection. I think we just should skip ahead. Really bad. No one cares about that.
Let's skip ahead.
Keep it interesting.
I feel for
the people listening.
Super confident about my team this week. Super confident.
Ooh. Okay.
I guarantee a win.
Guarantee a win.
Yeah. What does that mean?
It means you're gonna lose.
Hit me with something.
All right, Freddie Mitchell.
Guarantee you. It's old school reference.
Freddie Mitchell.
Oh man. If I lose this week, I will let you design my cover photo on my Facebook page.
Mm.
That's clever.
How long are you going to keep it up?
But if I... probably like 10 minutes, I'll let it up. But it can't be anything like that's going to get me fired or anything. But there will be updates that says, Doug changed his Facebook cover photo, and people will see it.
Oh, man. I like that. Okay.
All right.
That's a deal. Okay, let's get into picks. Is there nothing on the other end of that? What do you get if you win? I guess you just win. You can't just
click. I just win. I feel very confident about my team.
All right. Good for you, man. Mm-hmm. That makes one of us. Well, before we even get into the games, this is the first week of byes. We've got 6 teams that are not playing: Cincinnati, Cleveland, Denver, St. Louis, Arizona, and Seattle. So ton of the studs are out. I'm sure everyone knows that. Everyone knows who's on like any in a regular fantasy league. You're either the guy like me who has 0 running backs this week, or you're playing the guy who has 0 running backs this week.
I always am like in the draft like, buys don't matter. I'll figure it out later. And then the first one comes around. I'm like, I'm effed. It's over.
It's crazy what's happening right now. I have Cincinnati, Cleveland, Denver, and Seattle running backs. Team looks good, except for this week.
Screw it. They'll be screwed in the other weeks. It's fine.
Yeah, it's true. All right. Well, let's get into it. So if you're smart, you're already listening. If you're smarter, you've already downloaded the spreadsheet.
Ooh. Let me tell you one thing about the spreadsheet. So we put in the adjusted averages and dollar amount. So if you add in defense or over-under, it's going to give you different people as the top. So what I've done recently when I'm choosing my teams is I just do the straight-up average and see who's at the top. But then if you look at who's at the top then and you still have a couple green areas for defense and over-under, and they're already at the top, that seems like a very smart pick to me because those factors don't even count, and they're still at the top, but you have those into the equation. So if you download the spreadsheet, you'll know what I'm talking about. Just do the regular average and then look for the greens at the top. Those are your people.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. So this is the perfect example this week, right? So when we're talking about quarterbacks, if you just go straight average, what the experts are saying, they're in consensus that Drew Brees is going to score the most points, right? But FanDuel is saying he costs $9,200, which is also at the top of the cost, right? If you do the weighted average, because the Dallas-New Orleans game is projected to be at over 50 points, like the total score, it's projected to be a shootout, right? Mm-hmm. So weighted average, Drew Brees is still at the top of that list. So then you go over points per dollar against the average or against the adjusted average, and Drew Brees is still the top. So he like at the top of all those categories, Drew Brees is just sitting up there at the top of every single one of those, which really never really happens. Did anyone take Drew Brees this week?
I did take Drew Brees.
For that reason.
I know,
huh?
It's very expensive. I also feel like, I mean, he's been doing good, but he's due for a game where he just goes off. And I think, I mean, he's as sure of a bet as you can against Dallas. Dallas is going to try and do a shootout. their defense is, I believe, overrated. And I just think he's going to have a great day.
I think that was their game plan. Dallas is like, we're going to try and do a shootout this game, guys. Let's do this.
Yeah.
They're in a dome. Like, I feel like this could be one of those games, sort of like the Broncos Dallas game, where it's just like the offense is kind of figured out a little bit, but the defenses aren't quite there. You're in line with what the experts are saying. I went with somebody who I wish I would have gone with last week, and I went with the week before. He is the number one quarterback this season, and I actually would not be surprised, like, on the season, if he doesn't finish as the number one quarterback fantasy wise. And Andrew Luck, very expensive at 9,800, but man, the guy just plays like every week.
He played so good last week.
Just the same thing. The guy just wins, man. He's good. I spent the money, 9,800, went with Andrew Luck.
9,800?
98. He's like Peyton Manning money right now.
Holy shit.
Yeah, the quarterbacks, I feel like there were a bunch of them that were like 8,000 and up this week. Weren't a ton of, sneaky value guys.
All right.
Yeah, like from a cost standpoint, it goes like Cam Newton. There's 11 quarterbacks that are $8,000 or more. I mean, we got six. Like, the first quarterback that's not $8,000 or more is one of like the worst quarterbacks this season in Tom Brady. It goes Andrew Luck's the most expensive, then Aaron Rodgers, then Drew Brees. But as far as like projected points, we got Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, and then Aaron Rodgers. As far as bang for your buck, this is where it gets a little weird. Because there's guys like Teddy Bridgewater who are 5,900, but still projected at 16 points. Ryan Tannehill, he's projected at 17, and he is only 6,700. But then Drew Brees, like, right there. Like, he's still worth the value.
It is tempting to try one of those Bridgewater moves or whatever, but it's so unsettling when the game starts that you have Teddy Bridgewater. You're like, why did it? And if it doesn't work, you're like, I am a complete idiot.
I feel like out of the three of us, we've done that sometimes.
Yeah. Terrell Pryor comes to mind.
We do it a lot.
Oh, you beat me to it. I was going to say that. I actually do. I think Ryan Tannehill, out of all those, Ryan Tannehill against Oakland this week is the.
What if he starts? If he plays?
He's playing. This is his last chance.
All right. I wouldn't risk that.
That London thing is always a wild card, too.
Yeah. It's damn. Englanders.
We're sending stupid. Miami and Oakland to England?
Yeah. I'm really trying to spread the word.
Spread Jeez. The thing. Miami and Oakland is the London game?
I thought no it was wonder San Diego, hate, Jacksonville.
No wonder they hate football here.
The only thing they care about right now over there is the Ryder Cup, and we just gave them Miami, Oakland, and Ray Rice.
Oh, God. That was the worst.
I did Jay Cutler this week. I know you guys don't like him a lot. I don't like him at all either. I have a team this week of a lot of guys that aren't really personal favorites, but just kind of made sense. One of those guys, B, like you said, he's all these quarterbacks are above $8,000, but he's on the lower end of it. He's at home. He's hot lately, and he's playing against Green Bay, and Green Bay has not really shown me anything this year on either side of the ball, so I went with Cutler.
They have, from the weighted average perspective, they have one of the worst ranked defense, 29th overall. And this game, this game is projected to be the over-under is above 50.
Yeah, if you filter by weighted average, I think Cutler is the number one.
Cutler, if you go, bang for the buck, Cutler is number one.
And I think his receivers are getting healthier, too, which is only going to help.
Honestly, I like that. I do like that pick, but I still worry about the health of Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey. But
mental health.
Doug, that's not okay.
That's out of bounds.
Over the line.
Sorry.
They have some health issues in general. And I don't know, I guess because of that, I wanted to go with, I feel like, the safer bet, and just somebody who can, who actually is easily the number one in Andrew Luck. He has like rushing touchdowns. He's killing it this year. Let's go over to running backs. For running backs, the highest projected is Matt Forte, then LeSean McCoy, then Le'Veon Bell. Some of the matchups. So this actually is a great week for running backs. Like DeMarco Murray is next, and he is going up against the 28th rated rushing defense, and it's supposed to be a 50 over 50 point scoring game. Matt Forte going up against Green Bay, who, Chris, you already mentioned, like, they haven't shown you much on both sides of the ball, but from a defensive standpoint, they've just really been awful.
Yeah.
So Forte and Marco Murray I like a lot this week. When we look at points of, like, value, it's like it doesn't change at all. If you want to take into account some of the defense, it goes Matt Forte, LeSean McCoy, and then DeMarco Murray.
Okay, so I went with a couple of the guys that you mentioned, or one of the guys that you mentioned, Brendan. I went with Le'Veon Bell. And I don't think I've talked about this a lot on the podcast, but I hate the Pittsburgh Steelers, so this is a hard thing for me to do. But even though you mentioned there's a lot of good value at the running back position, I didn't see a lot of guys that jumped out at me for a lot of money that I really wanted to invest in. So I thought Le'Veon Bell made a lot of sense. He's playing a Tampa Bay team coming off that ass-kicking on Thursday night. They're playing at Pittsburgh, which is always a tough place to play. And in a game like that where it could maybe get out of hand early, I definitely want the running game over the passing game. So Le'Veon Bell, you paid for him at 8,800, but I feel like he's pretty close to a sure thing. My other running back that I went with was a value pick, but he's the only show in town right now, and that's Donald Brown for 6,300. Again, sort of maybe a lopsided game at San Diego versus Jacksonville. $6,300, and he saw a ton of carries last week, and I would have to think that he's going to see a lot of carries again, especially against a weaker opponent.
Yeah,
I like both of those big time.
Me too. I took Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon mm-hmm. Bell has he has the second most yards out of, like, he only DeMarco Murray has more yards than him this season, and he only has one touchdown. Like, he's playing like a stud. He has way less carries than most running backs right now. He's playing out of his mind. I think he's going to finish a top three running back this season. I took him. I mean, same reason also. I mean, it's Tampa Bay. That was a sad, sad game last week. I feel like Le'Veon Bell's a kind of a lock, right? I went with the same guy that I did last week, who did really well for me as my second running back in Ahmad Bradshaw. I like to try to take advantage of that, of the, you know, two players who I feel like, I think Andrew Luck's going to have a good game, and I think Ahmad Bradshaw is going to help him out. He has the most receiving touchdowns out of any running back.
Mm-hmm. He's also be averaging his yards per carry is 6.0 right now, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, if anyone, I'm watching the games. I'm pretty sure the coaches are watching the games. Trent Richardson is terrible. Like, Ahmad Bradshaw is the guy that they're going to want to go with. Like, he fits what they're trying to do. Every time they give him the ball, he's making it happen. So
he's just a terrible person, too.
He is. He's just an asshole.
I agree. I agree on all fronts. That's the reason I went with Ahmad Bradshaw.
So I also went with Le'Veon Bell. I think if you watch him, he looks like the best running back in the league, to be honest with you. He is just built like that, and he looks quick and strong, and I do not like the Steelers either, but I think he's gonna have a big day. And then I went with Matt Forte as well. I think you're right about that Green Bay defense. You know, either they're gonna beat them on the run or the pass. I'm hoping they're gonna beat them on the run. So I put all my money in there. So I already have Breeze, Forte, and Bell.
Who are you going to have left?
I didn't even pick two wide receivers.
Just go. Hold on. Hold on a second. I'm going
to
go. I
didn't even allow you to submit.
Hold on. I have to do this because I can't wait to hear what these are. All right. I'm gonna go wide receivers. The top projected Brandon Marshall. If Doug, if you have one of these guys, I know for sure you're over the salary cap and you're going to have a fine this week. No wonder you're so confident. Brandon Marshall, Antonio Brown, and Calvin. What do you think if FanDuel would decide you're allowed to have guys that are a little bit over?
Like a salary cap?
But you have to pay like a salary cap, like a percentage back to the people that you beat.
No, you have to lose points. Like you start in the hole.
You lose points? I don't know how they'd work it out. Would you guys want that?
Like a luxury tax.
Yeah, so if you're over thousands, you lose whatever, how many points, but... no one's doing that. I like the idea.
All right, just a thought. Brandon Marshall, Antonio Brown, and Calvin Johnson, top projected. When you take into account defense, take into account kind of just the what's expected out of the game, Brandon Marshall stays up there. Dez Bryant and Jordy Nelson shift in. Now, when we talk about biggest, best as far as cost per point, Marquez Colston floats to the top, who I'm sure is on Doug's team. Brandon Hartline must be on Doug's team. And then Brandon Marshall is on there. And then, let's see, Kendall Wright also sneaks in there if you factor in, like, going up against kind of a soft defense.
That's bullshit. Kendall Wright does not deserve any accolades right now.
He's only projected at, like, 10, which... Actually, not bad at all, but he's 5,700. Doug, you went. I'm gonna guess you went with like Nate Washington, you know, with like Brian Hartline, and then maybe Riley Cooper, something like that. Who do you got?
First of all, I want to say that Donald Brown pick is very good, and I might switch that out with Forte in my other leagues. But
thanks, Doug.
I started with Megatron, and then I
went, sorry,
luxury tax. No, I thought there was good value in receivers this week. I know these are not going to be big splash playable, but Marquise Colston for 5,500 against Dallas, I don't know. I just think that's a very good deal. I think he's still one of Breeze's favorite, a veteran player. I think he'll get his points for 5,500.
I want to make a side bet with you.
Okay.
I have Brandon Cooks.
Okay. What do you want to bet?
I want to bet.
You accept the bet?
I want to bet that Brandon Cooks
I'm in.
Has a better game than Marquise Colston.
All right. $5 on the side.
I like something a little more public, like the Facebook picture.
All right. Well, I only have my profile pic left, so we could do that.
I get to design. How about you get to design the background?
The background of the profile pic? What does that mean?
The background pic on the Facebook
cover. The cover pic.
Cover.
Yeah, that's already what I'm betting.
Oh, I thought you were doing your picture that shows up, your face picture.
Oh boy, have you been on Facebook before? You know what Facebook is?
Chris, you decide the bet. What has to happen?
Dick pic.
As your new profile pic.
I'm in. No way. We'll figure something out, man. Let me, so Colston versus Stills?
No, Brandon Cooks.
Brandon
two,
Cooks?
Two New Orleans wide receivers. I think Cooks is obviously Graham is his number one target, but I think after that, he's always looking at Cooks, man. That guy is nice.
All right, I have the bet. Whoever loses has to make their new profile pick holding their cat.
Ugh, god dang it.
Just right. Like in total loving embrace.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
That's great.
Okay.
I already have seven of those in my phone.
All right, cool. So I have Colston, who will do better than Brennan's guy. And then I do have Kendall Wright. Oh, Chris. He's going to do good this week. Kendall Wright against Indiana. Indianapolis. and he's only 5,700. I think these are very good steals. Like, if you can get 10 points, 10 points for people that are 5,700 and 5,500, you're good to go.
Yeah, just stay above water with those guys, yeah.
All right, we'll see. We will see. And then my last one was Keenan Allen playing Jacksonville. He hasn't started the season very well. I think San Diego is going to try and get him going.
Keenan Allen, how did you afford that guy?
I think that he is.
6,700, I think.
6,700. I feel like he's a good. I feel like FanDuel finally caught up with prices a little bit. Like
I do too.
I wanted to do Edelman again so bad, but he's now like 70. He's in the 7,000s. But I thought they caught up a little bit when I thought I had some sleepers in there and the prices had gone up. So, you know, I spent all my money on Breeze, Forte, and Bell, so I had to save a little bit of money, but I think Keenan Allen and Colston are good bets, and I think Kendall Wright is going to be good.
I will say this. So we do our podcast either typically Wednesday or Thursday night, usually Thursdays, but when you hear of, like, late-breaking injury news or something, that's when you're going to find those deep, deep sleepers, like the $4,500 running backs that are suddenly starting and getting 20 carries.
Right.
Like Brendan, I think, like, Alfred Blue is one of our late guys that we couldn't even talk about on Thursday because we didn't know Foster wasn't going to play. So, like, those value guys are there, but sometimes they're not there, like, as of when we do the podcast.
Right. I agree.
So keep that in mind, listeners. Like, you got to check back early on Sunday morning and then snatch those guys up when FanDuel hasn't caught up to the values yet.
Do you guys get super nervous, like, changing someone at the last second that you might screw up and that guy might have a big day?
Yeah.
It's the worst. I'm like,
can't overthink it, though.
I know.
All right, I have a quick question for you guys talking about that. Who do you think is the least likely to play out of these guys, okay? They're right around the same. It's 8,400, 8,300, 8,200. They're all running backs. Okay, Arian Foster.
Arian Foster.
Jamal Charles.
Charles is playing, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Or Adrian Peterson.
You know, I chose him in one of my leagues, the number one pick overall. Fucking brutal.
What?
Brutal. I chose him number one overall.
Oh.
Who would you have chose number one that's doing so awesome this year?
Sean McCoy.
Yeah, he's doing great.
No, he's playing. Sproles is murdering him.
Well, I didn't know that.
Stop saying all these bad terms like murdering and it's brutal. That's the reason your boy's not playing.
No, it's not.
He's beating everybody.
I wish he's beating some defenses. This is terrible.
Doug, you should have switched that pick.
Yeah.
Thank you. I tried to do a trade when the switches were happening, and it wasn't happening. So this is another thing I just want to bring up is the first 3 weeks of the season, my top person salary wise in FanDuel has finished the worst. I had Jamal Charles, then I had AJ Green, and then last week I had LeSean McCoy. Like, those are my top three for 3 weeks in a row, so I'm hoping Breeze doesn't
catch one of those NyQuil colds. Decapitated.
He's going to catch one of those NyQuil things. It's going to be over.
Yes.
Sleeps through the
game. FanDuel people have been getting screwed, too. Like, if you think you're putting all your money into some studs, like, Doug, I know what happened to you with AJ Green.
Oh.
Calvin Johnson's doing this 6 catches for 80 yards thing.
No. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm not really
too cool with that.
No one's cool with that, Chris.
I, for one, am not cool with that.
It sucks. So you never know. Like, I think finding bargains are good, but then sometimes you feel so dumb if you're trying to save money on someone that's really good and scores 35 points or whatever.
No, it's one of those things, though. You take a flyer on a guy and you know what their upside is like, and it just doesn't happen that week. And the worst part is if you don't choose them the next week and then they do it, or if, like, the week before they've done it or something like that. Like, long as that potential is there, it's okay if you're getting a good value. Like, you don't want to spend $8,000 on, like, kind of an unproven guy who hasn't done anything yet.
Yep.
Yeah, but I think the other big problem, too, though, is, like, if you take Calvin for, what is he, like, 8,500, usually, 991,
yeah,
like whatever.
He's 93 this week.
Oh.
93, okay? So you take him for 93 and he shits the bed, you've also just kind of like knocked out two or three other better guys that you could have gotten instead of him. So there's like a snowball effect there.
Yeah, it's true. So you're affecting like also, the reason he costs so, the reason he cost so much is because there was only two games last year that he didn't
I think you're paying perform. For the potential that they could score 40 points. Like, there's only so many players in this league that can score 40 points or something like that in your league and just take you to the top. And so you're kind of paying for that and hoping that might happen. But it's not like Kendall Wright's going to score 40 this week, but I'm hoping he gets like 15. So that's what you pay for.
And but if Kendall Wright doesn't do anything, you're that sucks. It's only $5,500 though, so I'll move on.
Exactly.
Yeah. For my receivers, I did take some of those value guys also. I went with a guy this year, Steve Smith, who is really – I know he's the second receiver on that team, but he's getting the looks like he's their number one target. He's
only did you go with Steve Smith Jr. or Senior?
I went with the oldest man on the field on that team.
Okay, so Senior.
Who are they playing?
They're looking his way all the time. They're up against Baltimore, or I'm sorry, they're up against Carolina this week, but they're at home in Baltimore.
Okay. It's a rematch game for him.
That's the other thing. Yeah. It's like he's back where they kind of let him go. Like, oh, you're old, you can't do it. Like, it means a lot to him. And he's playing like every game means a lot to him, so I'm excited to see what he's going to do at 6,100.
That's a sneaky pick. I like that.
Brandon Cooks is the other one we already talked about a little bit. And then the next one is a guy who in Denver right now, Emmanuel Sanders is the man. And the guy who took Emmanuel Sanders took Eric Decker's spot. The guy who took Emmanuel Sanders' spot in Pittsburgh is Marcus Wheaton.
That guy looks good, man.
He looks really good. And they're going up against Tampa. They're at home. I like this game for Marcus Wheat.
Chris, quit organizing your cupboards.
Yeah, get your Triscuits later.
Sorry, I actually went to the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
That's what I call
it. Put it on mute, bro.
Organizing my cupboards. Got to make some extra space.
You know what, Brendan? Quiet down, because I was just about to compliment the hell out of you. So if you still want that compliment, just
let
relax.
Me put my pants back on and I'll do it.
Yeah,
I'm back on the couch.
Yeah, thanks for ruining the audio of this spot. Yeah, what am I saying?
This could not be worse. Brendan, can you just do your receivers one more time?
Yeah, we're all losing audio integrity just every time we talk, but. Chris, you're ruining it with, like, extra sleeping bag noises.
Okay, Chris, what do you got? Are you in a happy place now?
Yeah, so you want my receivers?
Yeah.
I want that compliment.
Yeah, I want to hear what you have about Brendan's if you are listening.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Brendan, I actually, at one point, had all three of your receivers in my lineup. I love Wheaton. I love Cooks. I love Smith this week. I had a little bit more money, so I didn't take all three of them, but I love your logic on all three of those picks.
I do really too. Good. I was very impressed.
Oh, don't worry. I picked a real shitty tight end. Thanks, guys.
So, my
don't
receivers...
talk about Barry like that.
Oh.
Sorry. Go.
So, my first wide receiver was more of an obvious guy. I went with Dez Bryant. Just feel like that's going to be a shootout. And Dallas is at home. It's a big game. The Saints are 1-2, but still, Saints coming into your own backyard. Romo's going to look for his boy. And I went with Dez Bryant. Second pick, for pretty much the exact same reason that Brendan said, I went with Steve Smith. I love the whole playing against this former team thing. Whether that game was at Carolina or Baltimore, I think equally Steve Smith can do really well there. And it's not like he's not passionate anyways, never mind playing against his old team. So he was pretty good value at 6,100. And the third guy I took was sort of feel like this is kind of a Brendan pick based on his three receivers. I went with Golden Tate at 5,500. Tate has not done a ton yet, but
Tate's in the league still.
Yeah, but here's what's up. So Calvin Johnson is questionable and did not practice today. So if he doesn't go, Tate's value obviously goes way up. He becomes a number one receiver. And to top that, Dee Milliner, the Jets' number one cornerback, is doubtful for the game. So whether Calvin plays or not,
the Jets are shuffled around. Tate costs, let me look at that.
5,500.
Woo!
Hey, so couple factors there that might make that pretty good.
Chris, that's one for sure. I feel like there's no way that Calvin Johnson doesn't play, but if that's real and for some reason he doesn't, that needs to be we need to post that on Twitter like 1,700 times because everyone should know about that.
I'm hoping that I agree.
Stafford hates Tate, though.
He hates golden tater tots, he hates golden french fries, and he hates golden Tate.
And he hates golden taint.
Yep. That's actually a disease, but you know I think his foundation is to stop golden taint.
It's a terrible disease.
Many are afflicted with it.
All right, I think we all saved a lot of money on a receiver. I think there's a lot of good deals out there. So
I'm pretty sure Doug. All right, I'm going to guess who Doug has at this too, because he has literally. Okay. Enough money to spend $4,500 on whoever's left.
I want to look too. You make a guess, then I'll make a guess.
Okay, right, you got?
So let me first go.
I have more money than that, but it's not much.
We're not talking about your trust fund, Doug. the top projected tight ends right now are Jimmy Graham, Gronkowski, and Greg Olsen. If you add in some additional factors, you get Jimmy Graham, Martellus Bennett, and Jason Witten. For the biggest bang for your buck, it's Jimmy Graham, Greg Olsen, and then Antonio Gates. And then Bennett, Gates, and Witten, if you factor in some additional defense and shootout potential. So I am going to take a little look here down towards the very bottom of my list. And I think that Doug went with, Chris, you go first.
A couple guys I could see Doug taking here, but I'm going to just take a shot and say he's up on his current events, and Dennis Pitta is on IR. He went with Owen Daniels at 5,100.
I think he went with Zach Ertz. Who'd you go with, Dum Dum?
I went with Witten for Dallas.
Oh. Do you get points for blocking now? Do you get points for blocking?
Oh, don't worry. He's going to take all of Dez Bryant's catches, and you're going to be furious.
Yeah, that happens every week. You're right.
I just think this is prime for one of those Witten games. Like, he just every now and then gets a ton of catches. He's only 5,900. It's that shootout game. I mean, he's either throwing it to Dez Bryant or Witten this week, so it's going to be Witten.
Or Terrence Williams.
Nah, he ain't throwing to that dude.
Or to anyone on the defense.
It's true. Wish I could pick up those guys.
Jason Witten will get... do they get points for tackles?
I should.
If they got half a point per tackle, that's a really good pick.
They're going to have to throw it so much. I think that Witten is a good pick. Like, this game is going to be crazy high scoring, I feel like.
Actually, I think you're right. Like, Drew Brees plays best in a dome, and if they get ahead by a lot, all it's going to be is those, like, crossing patterns where they try and hit him at, like, 6-7 yards, and he has to try to get out of bounds as fast as he can so they can stop the clock and try and do another play to him on the other side crossing route. And, like, those half a points per reception are going to add up.
The Saints are desperate. They're going to pull out all the stops. So Dallas is going to have to keep up with them. Witten, yeah, 5,900. Put in the books.
I say go with Brandon Cooks and on that New Orleans offense to get all
the
points.
We know about Cooks. Chris, who do you got?
No.
I took Martellus Bennett. at 6,000. He is pretty much on fire right now, and yep. I hope he hooks up with Cutler for some big quick points.
Oh, what did you say? Oh. I said you want him to hook up for
Some big session. Gay sex.
Doug said gay sex, and what did you want him to do?
Like touchdown.
Touchdowns like passing hands down his pants.
More like home runs.
No, like you know, the end zone.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Receiving. I want him to receive the balls.
I get it.
Touchdown.
That's hilarious. Touchdown low.
I want to score some points.
Ooh, I bet you do.
I want him to ejaculate.
In the end zone.
Oh, Doug!
Hey, we're back!
That was good.
Who do you got, B?
I don't know what's happening.
I have this guy, Robert Gronkowski, as my TE this week. NE ampersand KC.
You've done your research.
7,600. I spent a little bit more, but Gronk, I don't know. I feel like I talked to Chris about this during the last pod, and I was like, what do you think about Gronk, man? And he's like, oh, man, our whole team sucks. But he's got a touchdown in two of the three games.
Chris turned into the lyrics.
Honestly, Brady's not been targeting him a lot, which I don't really understand because watching him on the field, he looks. What's wrong?
Gronk isn't doing what he used to do yet because of his rehab and his surgeries, and the offensive line is brutal. And Brady's not good right now. There's three things right there.
All right. Well, I think let me answer those. Let me answer one.
I didn't ask questions.
Let me just make counterpoints to your points.
Okay.
I'll answer them in order.
I think that when I watch Gronk, he looks like he's doing fine. He looks like he looks like a giant still out there. I mean, he still is way bigger than everybody. He also is – what?
I feel like you've only watched – the highlights where he catches touchdowns.
I only watch the red zone, so that is true.
He's way bigger than everyone, so he must be fine.
No, listen.
A nude ball.
He's my tight end. Fuck you guys.
How much is he?
He's going to score. He's 7,600, and he's going to get two touchdowns this week against Kansas City.
All right, Kansas City. He's tough. They're tough in Kansas City.
They're not even close to the defense they were last year. Right.
Monday Night Football.
I understand why they might have picked that last season, but I don't think that's the game that they wanted.
Doug, are you at the ATM?
No, that was my phone was buzzing.
Oh, okay. That's another thing.
Thank you for asking. No.
The Patriots have more time to plan for this game. Chris, do you feel like Brady plays better in big games like Monday Night Football where it's like the marquee game?
No.
Oh, okay, never mind.
This pick sucks.
Do you think there's anybody who plays like that? Any quarterback in the league that plays like that?
Right now?
Yeah.
Plays better in a big game. Not Rodgers, not Breeze, not Manning, not Brady. I really don't. I honest to God don't.
Okay. Let's go to kickers. Jesus.
I don't know what hates his team right now.
It's okay. I was just curious. I was talking to my brother about this, and he thinks that Cam Newton is one of those guys that when he's in a big game, typically plays really well.
Cam Newton?
How many big games has Cam Newton been in?
He was in the NFC playoffs and he got smoked.
Andrew Luck, I think, is one of those guys for sure.
Maybe. He did lose.
I think 50, he will be
55-7 to the Patriots in the playoffs.
Yeah, that thing is really good.
Who else, Brennan?
For what? My kicker,
Montana. Robbie Cook.
Montana, Joe Montana. That was the last one.
He was good at that. And Brady was when he was.
When he was alive.
In the early 90s, he was good at that.
Since we're back to like kickers and defense, I do want to revisit our games this week. Chris, did you watch the Broncos Seahawks game?
Yeah, it was a great game.
You thought it was a great game?
What? I think it was a good game.
The whole country did.
What's wrong with you, Brennan?
Oh. From a fan, from my perspective, it was the saddest game. Well, no, you're right. I mean, from an entertainment standpoint, it was. But we played. I just felt like we played so crappy. Like it was so sad. We got ran over. I thought it was going to be a replay of the Super Bowl after the first half. I was like, it's happening again. First play was a fumble. Like it was happening. Demaryius Thomas was dropping everything. Yeah, he looked like he was.
I thought they looked like he was in a coma. Hard. I thought they fought back.
They did.
Very
after the
bravely.
Second half. Yes. After the second half, like our defense went crazy, held them to nothing, got us safety. And then Peyton threw that interception. I was like, fuck, we're screwed. But then we have 59 seconds left on the clock and made it happen. So, I mean, it was
you
very
didn't
exciting.
It happen, though. You lost the game. I am sick of this whole like moral victory Broncos tried so hard thing. It's like, you guys lost the game.
Yeah.
Sucked.
We're sick of it too, Chris.
We'll give you guys little trophies with soccer players on them.
Oh boy, how was that? How was the Raiders? You guys should get a moral victory for hanging in with the Raiders. For
yeah,
no one's praising us for it. Like
I'm not praising
the Broncos.
Us. Who's Brennan praising said it,
the if you did. You
Brennan
did
said
too.
It was
you
the
praised
worst
them
game
on Facebook.
Ever.
You praised them on Facebook. You were
I
proud
said,
of them.
Like I said I was very
child.
Proud that they fought back.
Oh,
and I
you're
am
better
still,
than that, Doug. You're a competitor.
No, I'll give
you're
it
a competitor,
man. They needed that. If they would have fucking lost 24-3, they would have been like, "We can't beat those guys." But
raise the bar.
But I think now they're like, if they would play Seattle this week in Denver, who would be favored? Huh?
It doesn't matter. They're not doing
it
that.
Does
they
matter.
Lost to them.
It does matter. Like that's what they needed. It was a fucking terrible
they,
Super Bowl.
No.
They needed this game to like show we can beat those fuckers. Let's do it.
My take on it is this. My take
no,
on this
fine.
Is
no one wins. In
my
there.
Take. Hold on. My take is this. Look, we lost that game. We lost that game for more than half of that game. Like there was maybe a quarter, a little bit more than a quarter that we were actually like a better team. I would say. There were some good takeaways from it. Like it's one of those things that you hope that the team's like, oh, we can learn from that. Like we had flashes of a championship team. We still fucking lost. It's not
doesn't
great,
matter,
but
though.
Like
it's week three. Who cares if you lose that game? No one wins. No one wins
preseason.
In Seattle. No one wins.
Well,
last year we had
a really light schedule. This year we got some tough teams that are going to challenge us. So we have to win some of those games. This is our biggest challenge.
All I'm saying is if they would have lost that game 34-3 or something like that, would not have been good for the Broncos morale or anything. They did show that they can play with these guys and beat them wherever, and I think that's good. I think that they needed that. If they would have lost 34-3 again, I think that would have been terrible for the Broncos. Any thoughts?
Chris, who's your kicker?
I think I did Phil Dawson.
You think?
Yeah, I went with Phil Dawson. Yeah.
Can you afford that guy right now?
Yeah. I still have $100 left. Phil Dawson, $5,000, home for San Francisco against Philly, who I think we would assume is going to put up some points. So hopefully San Fran can also put up some points, and he'll be a good pick.
Phil Dawson, $5,000. Woo, big spend on your kicker.
Hey, here's what I'm learning, guys, and I think, Doug, you're pretty disciplined with this, too. Like, it is going to be okay every now and then to have, like, $500 or $600 left if you have the team that you want.
I have $800 left.
You do?
Do you really?
Yep.
Oh,
That's too much.
I just took Keenan Allen out, and I went with Steve Smith because I thought it was just a better player, more proven player in a bigger game. It means more.
I wanted to agree with you, Chris, but
800 over.
This 800 thing is ridiculous. Like, there's got to be a defense better than that.
800 is too much.
Yeah, you got to have a defense. There's a big upgrade you can do at defense.
If you have the leftover money, you splurge on your kicker and your defense.
Yeah. But
it's still okay, even with doing that, to have $300 or $400 left and not feel like, oh, man, I have to go up $300 and get that guy.
All right.
Sorry, Brennan. Okay. Well, I went with Robbie Gould, who I think is going to score plenty.
I have 8,000 left.
I went with Robbie Gould for 9,000.
He costs 46. I like him this week. Actually, I guess I could go with Cody Parkey, your boy.
Cody Parkey is the fucking man.
I know you,
but now FanDuel is catching on.
He's 5,200 now.
He was 4,500 2 weeks ago.
No, that's true. You called that out early.
Did you say you wanted to go with him, Brennan? But you had too much money left over.
No, I think
discipline.
That the Green Bay Chicago game is going to be a lot of scoring, and I think that Gould's going to have a big game.
Okay. I went with Graham in that New Orleans-Dallas game, and then I also went with the Steelers D. I think that 4,900, they're playing. It's probably going to be Glennon as the quarterback in Pittsburgh. Oh, I feel like they're going to murder those guys.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's who I went with, too.
Steelers D?
Yeah.
Now, if I had another 800, I'd probably go with someone else.
Who? Tell me who.
Brian, look real quick if you want.
You can take anybody. You can take any defense for that.
Yeah, then I choose the top one.
Carolina against Baltimore?
I'm going to look right now. You guys tell me.
I wouldn't do that.
Pittsburgh is the best choice this week.
All right, well. Chris,
I know who Doug would have picked.
Let me say, hold on. Find it.
I bet, Doug, if you're looking right now, I bet you would go with Chargers.
Against Jacksonville, right? How much are they?
Yep, 53.
For sure. It's in San Diego, too.
So, oddly enough, I could have went with San Diego because I took Miami. Miami is a really good rush defense, especially, and they're playing Oakland. And here's... I know we hate to spend time on this, so I apologize in advance, Brendan. But Oakland has gone from Oakland, California to Foxborough last week. They haven't been home since, and now they're in fucking London.
God.
They gotta be homesick.
It's the opposite end of the earth. It's the ultimate road trip.
And they're awful.
Trust me, if you live in Oakland, you're happy to be in London.
So they are in London, but they're playing a good Miami defense, and it's a rookie quarterback.
I have a feeling half of the team ain't coming back.
They just like it that much there?
Yeah.
Just be like, well, you guys have any Europe league that could join?
Is NFL Europe still? 20. Is that still a thing?
No.
No. Guess they're coming back to Oakland.
So $5,200 for Miami.
All right, Miami. Interesting.
You think they're going to do better than Steelers?
I think they could. I actually tossed the Steelers around too. I have them in a different league, the Steelers. But I think Miami could get a lot of points in this game.
Chris, I'd like to get a little side bet going. It seems like we all have side bets. You made a decision.
Not doing
you
that.
Had...
Nope.
Why? Why?
I'm doing a defense side bet.
Why? You made a decision. You made a stance. You must obviously feel they cost more. You spent more money. You must feel confident that the Miami Dolphins are going to do better than the Steelers because you wagered on them. You were able to do it. You could have taken either one. You went with the Dolphins. Are you not confident in your pick?
Not totally, no. But that's the reason I picked it. That's not the truth.
Let me ask you this then. All right. You guys think that 800 is too much?
To have left, yes. There's something better you can do to your team.
Agreed. But unfortunately, it's too late now for this
Brendan,
thing.
Brendan, Say your team again really quick.
All right. I think you're going to – there's going to be
hold
one
on.
Place.
Let me write this down. I always wait. And then I'm screwed.
There's going to be one place that you're going to – I think
okay,
you
go.
Might think Ahmad Bradshaw you might think is where I can upgrade. Right now I've got Andrew Luck, Le'Veon Bell, Ahmad Bradshaw, Steve Smith, Brandon Cooks, Marcus Wheaton, Rob Gronkowski, Robbie Gould, and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right, everywhere except Luck and Bell. Who's your Gould?
Robbie Gould for Halloween, for all
Julia,
of
Julia.
Gould.
How much was Ahmad Bradshaw?
He was 61 Hanjo. So if you can find a 69, that'd be great. I'm into
just like
that.
High school prom.
Always.
If you can find a 69, I'm into it. Lamar Miller is 69.
All right, I got to point out, since we're looking through running backs real quick, I think Pierre Thomas is going to be good again. I had him last week. He's going to get receptions against that bad Dallas defense.
Ooh, that's a good point. I might switch that out for my other leagues.
6,400 for Pierre at Dallas. That's some guaranteed points if you ask me. Screw Kyrie Robinson.
Yeah, with no Ingram. That's a good one.
Yeah.
You think that's better than Ahmad Bradshaw? You want to do a little side bet?
What are you, like, desperate for money?
Love side bets.
I just want to make your Facebook page your holding. I just want to do your Facebook page. That's all.
No.
I just want to do it on your Facebook page? Come on, man. Chris, tell me your team.
Cutler.
Okay.
Le'Veon Bell. Donald Brown. Dez Bryant. Steve Smith. Golden Tate. Montellus Bennett.
Bennett. Yes.
Bill Dawson.
Miami.
Miami.
Miami. Yeah, right. Let's get a side bet going on that one.
Hey, Chris, turn your TV down. Doug, you're
not
up.
Me. Not me. Doug.
My team is the Steelers D. Graham is the kicker. Witten. Keenan Allen. Kendall Wright. Marquise Colston. Le'Veon Bell. Matt Forte. Drew Brees.
I would like to get in on that Cooks-Colston bet, if you guys don't mind.
You're in. Do you have a cat or something you can hold, stupid?
What side of the bet do you want?
I think Cooks will outscore Colston.
Okay.
Woo, you're right!
You're in. What do you have to hold that's going to be super lame?
Any of Chase's stuffed animals?
Okay. You have to hold it passionately.
All right. That's fine.
You're in.
Nothing new here.
I think you should kiss the stuffed animal on the lips.
Okay.
God, I'm going to be cheering for Colston so hard.
And take a picture of it. And
people
then
are going to be so confused as why I'm so passionate about Colston this week.
How long do you have to keep it up?
Like 2 hours.
Okay, you get to change it pretty quick.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
But you can't say why it's out there.
Yes, you can.
Nope.
That's not part of the
two
thing.
2 hours. 2 hours. That's it.
I don't even have Cooks. What am I doing?
Sorry.
You already made the bet.
Blood brothers.
All right. Anything else, man, that we did it? We did another podcast.
We did it. We recorded a podcast.
It's completed.
What else you guys got?
I'll update the site tomorrow with all our picks and everything. And Brendan, when will we have the podcast up, you think? Saturday? Tomorrow
we'll
night?
We'll have it up tonight. We'll have it up tonight.
Because it doesn't
Purple
matter
Turtle,
if they're
Purple
listening
Turtle's
right now.
Purple in the house all night. And I will make it.
All right, let's do it. It's a wrap.
Chris, what else you got, bruh?
How's that Twitter page coming?
Yeah, how many posts you put? One, after I did Arian Foster's out, you're like, do Alfred Blue, everybody. I already made a freaking meme out of it, dude, and posted that shit. And then you come out 15 minutes after me, everyone should play Alfred Blue.
Why'd you do it in that voice, Chris?
That was my Twitter voice.
Hey, everyone.
I post a ton on Sunday mornings when people are looking for information. I don't know what you're talking about.
We had three posts, and one of them was mine. Two of them were mine.
That's not true. Go to the site right now. Go to the Twitter page. I have like 10 posts about people.
Did you call it a Tudor page?
No.
You're using the wrong platform.
Tudor is not cool at all.
Do you guys like the Twitter thing that I said when I said Roger Goodell is inactive?
Yeah, actually I did see that. I did like that.
Thank you.
I liked it. Average.
It was a really cool tweet for me to Twitter on.
One of many that day.
Yeah, one of two.
I don't know what there is to tweet like on Tuesday.
You better think of it.
People want late breaking, like rapid fire information, and that stuff comes out on Sunday morning.
They want it all, it's like, Chris. They want it all.
They want it now. At 5 a.m. your time, and I'm up. I'm at it. I'm after my workout and my run and my aerobics. I am all over the Twitter.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to us.
Yo.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter.
It's Marky Mark.
And we will see you next week. Good luck with everything.
This is the FanDuel Manual.
See you on Facebook, Twitter, everyone.
See you guys.
When I was in third grade, I thought football was lame. Until I saw Elway throw a long bomb on Sunday. Then it really grew on me, started playing fantasy. Realized Adam Schefter was the man of my dreams. Some X's and O's, that's what we are slinging. Football knowledge is what we are bringing. Rodgers at quarterback, the Niners on D. McCoy is your tailback and Gronk at TE. Make sure you check your matchups, those can get tricky. Start any wideout playing Oakland or Philly. Now sit back, relax, focus and listen. The FanDuel Manual, three men on a mission, yeah.